Isn't it easy to get caught up with the minutiae of life, down in the weeds, as it were? You know, down in the detail, the things that are happening right here and right now today. The things that seem oh so important for now, but when you're on your deathbed, will be completely and utterly meaningless. You know what I mean? So I wonder how different things would look if we took a helicopter view, an eternal view of life. If we looked at the big picture, the whole picture, rather than just the little things that we worry about today and get us down. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a look at your future from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about a free daily devotional called Fresh to help you draw closer to Jesus and live in the victory that he died and rose again to give you. So much of life seems to be a trade-off between enjoying ourselves today or sacrificing now for something in the future. Any athlete training for the Olympics knows that. Any student studying at school or college knows that. Anyone in the process of losing weight definitely knows that. Anyone saving to buy a home knows that. Anyone putting money aside for their retirement knows that. It's a pattern that's repeated over and over and over again in life. Sacrifice now, reap the rewards later. And yet, when we hear the gentle whisper of God's Spirit in our hearts, calling us to him, calling us to give our lives over to the Jesus that died for us, so often all we can think about is what it'll cost me now. Well, if I follow Jesus with all my heart, it'll cost me this and that. Oh no, I don't want to do that. Sometimes we don't even think through it that clearly. We just kind of reject a boots and all surrender to Jesus because of the cost, without weighing up the future. It's so true, isn't it? We're so focused on the here and the now. It's a here and now kind of world. Think about it. The economy, the share market rewards what? Current earnings. Yeah, okay, they look at projected earnings in valuing a stock, perhaps next quarter or the one after that. But really, they're about current earnings. People don't so much think about long-term value these days. It's what I can get out of it today. The consumer economy, buy this and that, get my fix now. I want it now, buy it on credit. Buy it any way you can. Have it all now is the message that the advertisers throw at us. But what about next year or the year after? What about a future, a career, a life, an eternity? What about that, huh? I was sharing the other day on the program that recently I've lost a lot of weight. A lot. You know, I have a slow metabolism. I love my food. I grew up in a European household. I learned to cook really early on. And so all my life I've been carrying this excess weight. And I'd always rationalise it away. Oh, well, you know, I'll lose it one day. Well, I just turned 49. That means next year I turn 50. How many one days are there for an overweight 50-year-old working as long and as hard as I am? I've been to the doctor for a regular checkup, and he did the blood tests, and he told me that I had increased risk of cancer and stroke and diabetes and liver disease and heart attack. Weight significantly increases the risk of all of those things. And in my blood test, there were just a few little warning signs that things weren't going quite the way they should be. Now, I had a decision. I either lose weight or I die young. It's a simple choice, really. It's a decision between eating and drinking whatever I want to today and dying young, or making the sacrifice today through diet and exercise and living longer, healthier, more energy. I chose the sacrifice, and the doctor said, you have added 20 years to your life. Now, I lost about 40 pounds over 3 months, and every pound, I have to tell you, was a sacrifice and a struggle. But do you think it was worth it? Absolutely. We need to get away from being so here and now focused and lift our gaze and think about the future, especially about eternity, because you know something? That's a huge future. Eternity is a very, very long time. And God, by his grace, has made the most wondrous provision for eternity. And yes, there are going to be some struggles and sacrifices here and now along the way. We've been talking about those over these last couple of weeks in this series that I've called Extravagant Grace. I'm going to finish that little series off today with a glimpse of eternity. Come with me and see what the Apostle Paul has to say about that very thing in the context of God's extravagant grace. We have a look at Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 18. Paul writes this, I consider that our present sufferings, well, they're not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. See, the whole of creation is waiting with an eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. See, this creation is subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. See, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of God's Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons and daughters, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen, well, that's no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not have yet, we wait for it patiently. I love the way Paul describes the tension here between the here and now and what's coming. Today's suffering and tomorrow's glory. We've all felt that. The burdens, the tiredness sometimes, the frustration, the longing for eternal rest, a future with God in Christ forever and ever. It's almost like this present time, Paul is saying. It's like a time of childbirth with pains and pangs and suffering. And when you're in the middle of that childbirth, I mean, I don't know, I've never given birth, but they tell me that it seems like an eternity. And you know what we want to do? We have this overwhelming desire sometimes to end the suffering here and now. We feel like there would be a whole bunch less suffering if we just go with the flow, live life, enjoy it, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die kind of lifestyle. And yet you look around at the people living that sort of life, and there's no deep satisfaction there. What's the answer? Jesus Christ, the extravagant grace of God, all heading towards an eternity with Him. We take the joy of that, because it does bring joy to our hearts. We take the joy of that and let it grow in our hearts. The joy of knowing where life is headed, the joy of knowing God's eternal perspective that was paid for, that was purchased by Jesus on the cross. What an extravagant grace. What an extravagant grace. Let that grow in your heart today. Jesus is the answer. Grace is the answer. The whole world looks different from an eternal perspective. When we put today's suffering in context, we just see it as a step along the way to eternity. For we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those whom God foreknew, He also predestined to look like Jesus, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. You see, it's God's plan. God calls us. God chooses us. He wants us to be like Jesus. And then along the way, He gives us a right standing with God, not through what we do, but through His grace as we believe in Jesus. And the whole point is He wants to glorify us. That's the end game. The glory of God for all eternity. Now, God wants to bless us now, and He does. But that's just a shadow of what is to come. An eternity through His extravagant grace. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. www.bernietdiamond.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.